One common mistake is waiting until we feel thankful before we practice gratitude. That sounds reasonable at first. We may think, when I feel better, I will thank God. Or, when this situation changes, I will start noticing grace. Or, when my emotions catch up, then gratitude will be honest. But if we wait until we feel thankful, gratitude may never become a practice. Christian gratitude is not fake emotion. It is not pretending. It is not forcing a smile when your heart is tired. But it is also not ruled by mood. The Psalms show us this. Many Psalms begin with fear, sorrow, anger, confusion, or lament. The writers tell the truth. They do not hide pain from God. But again and again, they remember who God is. Psalm 103:2 says, "Praise Yahweh, my soul, and don't forget all his benefits." That verse is important because the soul can forget. Under pressure, we forget mercy. In sadness, we forget provision. In anger, we forget patience. In shame, we forget grace. In exhaustion, we forget that God is still near. Gratitude practice helps the soul remember. The Bible encourages this practice, and human formation studies observe that habits often lead feelings instead of waiting for feelings to lead habits. A person may not feel peaceful before prayer, but prayer can create space for peace. A person may not feel grateful before naming grace, but naming grace can slowly soften the heart. This is why daily gratitude is a practice. We do not practice gratitude because every emotion is already thankful. We practice gratitude because our emotions need to be brought into the presence of God. What should we not do? Do not shame yourself for not feeling thankful. Do not say, "A better Christian would be happier." Do not use gratitude to silence grief, depression, anger, or disappointment. Do not pretend that pain is not real. Instead, bring your real emotional life to God. You might pray, "Lord, I do not feel thankful right now, but I want to remember one mercy." That is honest. You might say, "God, I am angry, but I thank you that you can handle the truth." That is gratitude with integrity. You might say, "Jesus, I feel numb, but I thank you that you have not left me." That is faith practicing remembrance. Gratitude does not always begin with a feeling. Sometimes gratitude begins with obedience, memory, and one small act of trust. Do not wait until you feel thankful. Begin with one true thanks before God and let grace meet you there.